What's in a name? In the case of Hawaiian hurricanes, quite a lot. Robert Ballard is with the Central Pacific Hurricane Center.
If the disturbance or if the tropical depression develops into a named storm between 140 degrees west longitude and the dateline, then it gets a Central Pacific name.
A Hawaiian name. Ballard says these names are rarely used since most storms form farther east, which explains the not-so-Hawaiian sound of Isel and Julio. In the late 1970s, the Central Pacific Hurricane Center began assigning Hawaiian names, but that original list caused a stir in the Hawaiian community, where many felt the names chosen often reflected negative meanings.
Well, Iniki is like a painful snip or a bite, or, you know, it's a literally a pinch, but it's something painful and unpleasant. The one that hit before Eva, which is the thief, you know, the snatcher, those aren't particularly good names.
That's Puakea Nogelmeyer, a professor of Hawaiian language at UH Manoa.
After Iniki happened, we were running the radio program Kaleo Hawaii, and we got lots of callers, old Hawaiian-speaking callers, who said, tell them, please, stop naming the storm with nasty names. It's sort of a tradition. If you call it, it'll come. There was no intention there, but the process by which they were picking names was not very guided.
Nogelmeyer, along with his colleague John Osorio, worked with the Hurricane Center to revise the original list of Hawaiian names. The origin of naming tropical storms dates back to the 1800s. They were originally given names inspired by the first ship that encountered and reported each storm. For example, in 1843, a cyclone that was heading towards the southern coast of the Big Island was called Cyclone of the Lark, after the German ship that spotted it. Ana, which means to measure or evaluate, is the second storm system this year with a Hawaiian name. Molly Solomon for HPR News.